for those present or absent, living or dead.
The eighth column. O Dada Bhagwan, the Lord within, give me the absolute energy not to, nor cause anyone to, nor instigate anyone to slander, offend, or disrespect any being, be they present or absent, living or dead.
Avarnavad means that if someone has a good reputation, he is well respected, he is renowned, yet we speak ill of him and break that reputation down, that is referred to as avarnavad, to denigrate him.
In reference to that, when we ask for forgiveness from those who are dead, whatever we address to them, does that actually reach them?
You do not have to make it reach them. You will incur a tremendous fault if you curse a person who is no longer living. That is what this column is conveying. That is why I am telling you to not speak against even those who are dead. As such, there is no question of it reaching or not reaching the person. Say, there is a corrupt person who did evil things during his lifetime. Even then we should not speak ill of him after he has passed away. At present, you should not speak ill about Ravan because he is still in the physical form somewhere. So the phone call reaches him. When you say Ravan was like this and like that, it reaches him. If people are backbiting about a dead relative of yours, then you must not get involved in that. If you happen to become involved in it, then you should later repent that. This should not happen. It is a tremendous offense to speak ill about a person who is dead. Our folks do not even leave the dead alone. Do people not do that? This should not be so. That is what we are conveying. There is grave liability in that. One may perhaps end up speaking thus, based on opinions of the past. If you simultaneously recite this column, then when you end up speaking in that way, you will not incur a fault. While smoking a hookah, if you keep saying, "Give me the energy to not smoke, nor cause anyone to smoke, nor instigate anyone to smoke," then the contracts made in the past get released. Otherwise, the inherent nature of the pudgal, non-self complex, is to lead you astray. That is why these intentions should be nurtured.
Grant the energy to become an instrument for world salvation.
The ninth column. O Dada Bhagwan, the Lord within, give me the absolute energy to become an instrument for the salvation of the world. If we nurture this intention for world salvation, then how does it work?
Your words will come forth such that the other person's work will be done.
Are you referring to salvation in the relative sense or of the real?
Not of the relative. We only need that which takes us towards the real. Then with the aid of the real, there will be progress in the relative. If you attain the real, then you will definitely attain the relative. Develop the intention for the salvation of the entire world. You should not say it just for the sake of saying it. Nurture the intention. People just recite it for the sake of reciting it, just as if they are reciting holy chants.
Instead of just sitting idly, it would be considered best to nurture such an intention, wouldn't it?
That is very good. At least the negative intents are destroyed. From this intention, however much you are able to nurture, that much is good. You have gained that much at least.
Can this intention be considered a mechanical intention?
No. How can it be considered mechanical? It is mechanical when one keeps repeating it excessively and meaninglessly. If one keeps saying it without it remaining in one's awareness, then it is mechanical.
Nothing actually needs to be done in this.
It is written in the nine columns, "Give me the energy, give me the energy." So do we get the energy just by reading that?
Definitely. These are the words of the Jnani Purush, one who has experienced the self and is able to do the same for others. Is there not a difference between a letter from the Prime Minister and a letter from a merchant? Why are you not responding? Yes, so these are the words of the Jnani Purush. If a person tries to understand this using his intellect, then it will not do. These are things that are beyond the intellect.
But in order to bring it into effect, I will have to do what is written in here, won't I?
No, this is only to be read. It will come into effect on its own. So you should keep this book with you all the time and read it daily. You will learn all of the knowledge that is in here. As you continue to read it daily, it will come into practice. You will become that form. It will not be so evident today, the benefit you have gotten out of this, but gradually it will become exact for you. The result of asking for this energy is that it will definitely come into conduct eventually. So you should ask for the energies from Dada Bhagwan. And Dada Bhagwan has unlimited, infinite energies, the kind which will give you whatever you ask for. So by asking for this energy, what will happen?
The energy will be attained.
Yes, the energy to follow these kalams will arise. And thereafter, you will be able to abide by them. You cannot abide by them just like that. Therefore, you should keep asking for the energy. You do not have to do anything else. Conduct such as that which is written in the nine kalams cannot happen immediately, and it will not happen either. You, the self, simply have to know however much you, Chandubai, are able to do, and ask for forgiveness for however much you are not able to do. And along with that, ask for this energy, so you will get the energy.
Accomplish your work by asking for the energy.
I told a man, everything is encompassed in these nine columns. Nothing has been left out in this. Read these nine columns every day. To which he replied, but this cannot be done. So I said, I am not telling you to do anything. Why are you saying that it cannot be done? All you have to say is, O Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy. I am telling you to ask for the energy. Then he replied, this will actually be fun. People have actually taught us to do things to improve our behavior. Then he asked me, who will give this energy? I said, I will give the energies. I am ready to give the energies you ask for. As you yourself do not know how to ask, I have to teach you to ask in this way. Don't I? Just look. Haven't I taught you all this? These are indeed things I have taught you, aren't they? So he understood. Then he said, this much can be done. Everything is encompassed in this. You do not have to do this. Do not do anything at all. Eat two more rotlis, Indian flatbread, than you normally eat, but ask for this energy. Then he said to me, I like this point.
Initially, there is this very doubt. Will I get the energy if I ask for it or not?
That very doubt will prove to be wrong. Now you are asking for that energy, aren't you? So once that energy arises within, then that energy itself will ensure that the work gets carried out. You, the self, do not have to do anything. If you attempt to do anything, then the egoism will increase. You will say, I am trying my best to do it, but it is not happening. So, just ask for the energy.
In these nine columns, when we ask for energy not to do, nor cause anyone to do, nor instigate anyone to do, then does that mean that we are asking for the energy so that it will not happen in the future, or is it to wash off our past deeds?
The past deeds get washed off and the energies arise. The energies are already there, but by washing those off, the energies manifest. The energies are already there, but they have to manifest. That is why we ask for the grace of Dada Bhagwan. If our past deeds get washed off, then the energies will manifest.
I read all this. This is actually a phenomenal discussion. If even an ordinary person understands this, then his entire life will pass by in happiness.
Yes, otherwise he had not found anything that was worth understanding until now. This is the first time that he is getting something that is clearly worth understanding. Now, once he gets that, the solution will come about. Of these 9 columns, there is no problem with following as many as you are able to of your own accord. But if you are not able to follow them, then there is no need to feel regret for that in your mind. All you have to do is to ask for the energy. That energy will keep accumulating. The energy will keep getting deposited within. Then the work will get done automatically. In fact, all of the 9 columns will be set up the moment you ask for the energy. So it is enough even if you just say them. If you say them, it means you asked for the energy, and so you will get the energy.